A couple of years ago, John Fryer decided he had too much stuff, so he created an online catalog of his worldly possessions. Item number one?
Sunbeam toaster. Polished stainless steel toaster. I have toasted 327 slices of bread in this fine Iowa-bought toasting device. This replaces my first chrome toaster, which I found for free at a garage sale in Iowa City. I sent the first toaster to Becca, who nearly burned down her house when she plugged it in. This one works much better.
Eventually, Fryer compiled a catalog of more than 600 items. Then he took the only logical next step, putting it all up for sale on eBay. He sold everything, clothes, old records, appliances, even his glasses and a set of false teeth, not to mention strange food items like a tin of Vienna sausages and a bag of barbecue pork skins. Fryer turned the whole endeavor into a book called All My Life for Sale. Fryer says he didn't set out to sell all his possessions, just some of them, but he was forced into it when he tried to find a name for his website.
I went to a domain registry, typed in garage sale, of course, taken, yard sale, taken. You know, I typed in every phrase you could ever imagine, and every single thing that could have been registered as a .com was.
So this was not a unique idea necessarily.
Yeah. Well, so I typed in, eventually this phrase, all my life for sale, came in and registered it on the spot in the mania that was that moment. And from that point on, you know, the whole thing changed.
Once you did it, you had to be true to your domain.
Yeah, well, what is the, you know, if I had only gotten garage sale, you know, by January of that year, I would have been done and would be back in New York. But it didn't turn out that way.
Well, let's talk about some of the items because, you know, you've sold everything from sort of standard things like toasters, old telephones, tchotchkes, a lot of tchotchkes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then, you know, things like a little package of cocktail parasols, a cement brick. You even tried to sell your mouthwash.
Three times. There was no bidder. Not one.
Couldn't get
bidder.
Rid of that mouthwash.
Couldn't get rid
huh?
of the mouthwash. You know, I moved to Iowa the year before with what was in the trunk of my car. And a year later, the entire apartment was overflowing with stuff. I had a full-size office photocopier. I had, you know, tables and chairs and beds and books. And it was just, it was unbelievable what you can acquire in a period of a year. So I looked around and said, how am I going to do this? And what became kind of a touchstone of how the entire project took place was that I asked for help, and I asked for people to be involved, and I put up posters all over the little town of Iowa City, and my friends and my family and also strangers came to my house to help me inventory what was in my house. And, you know, they went through and tagged everything. They were true to the phrase, all my life for sale, and tagged from canned goods, you know, a can of chunky soup, to, you know, the random things that they found in my house. And at the end of the inventory party, they started tagging each other.
Now, you said that eventually a community sort of formed around the website that you made.
Sure.
How did that happen? And what do you mean by a community?
Well, you know, as the project unfolded, as I started to sell things, you know, I immediately was writing these stories mm-hmm. that were attached to each object. And I thought to myself, you know, there, other people have histories with these things too. So I wonder what happens when they get those things. So, you know, when anybody was the high bidder on something, I sent them an invitation to the project and said, this is what I'm doing. This is my goal. And this is what I would like you to do to participate. And, you know, at some point in the project, I received an invitation from the owner of my salt shaker. You know, sent me an update, sent me a photograph of the salt shaker above their shelf. They said that they were using the salt that I sent them. And they said, if you come to Maine, you need to visit. And I'd never been to Maine. And I thought, there are so many different places around the country that I've never been. And even the places I've been, I haven't seen them from the perspective of those people that are there. So I basically, from that point on, said, and after you send me an update, I might even come and visit.
How many places did you visit?
I ended up visiting about 60 people.
Wow.
And I don't exactly...
All over the world? Well,
I never got out of... I went to Canada, so it's international.
Right. You know, the fact that you went around and visited your possessions makes me think that perhaps you didn't detach from them as much as you might have thought you were going to at the beginning of this project.
Well, I mean, that's probably true. Right. And I mean, I went and visited all these people. But in reality, you know, I didn't want to visit the salt shaker. I wanted to visit Jen in Maine, Right. I wanted to visit the people that participated and supported the project.
So it became less about what you were selling and more about the people.
And more about the people and more about those connections that were being made.
What were those connections? I mean, why do you think people did connect with this project and what made them want to be supportive of it?
Well, I mean, I think that people were sympathetic to this goal of getting rid of stuff. I think everybody can look around their house and feel similar to the way I was feeling about the things that I had, that I felt like they were controlling me, that I felt overwhelmed by them. So I think, you know, there's a little bit of living vicariously through somebody. Oh, I wish I could do that. If only I could do that, I'd do it.
Okay, thanks, John.
Yeah, thank you.
John Fryer, his new book is All My Life for Sale.